This is a Christian Science Extemporaneous Prayer Treatment by the Mary Baker Eddy Institute. Website mbeinstitute.org. In 1866, Mary Baker Eddy discovered Christian Science. In 1875, she published the first edition of the Christian Science textbook. The final edition was in 1910, and the full title of the final edition, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. Unless otherwise indicated, all references to the textbook will be to the final edition. As the title indicates, it is in two parts. The first is Science and Health, and that is from the beginning to page 499, and beginning on page 500 to the end, which is a total of 700 pages, is the key to the Scriptures. The first part is chapters 1 through 14, and the last part is chapters 15 through 18. Chapter 14, the last chapter of the first part, is entitled Recapitulation, and it is a summary of chapters 1 through 13, and it is comprised of 24 questions and answers. Both the placement and the sequence are deserving of strategic importance. Of the 24 questions and answers that comprise chapter 14, the very first one implies that it is the most important within the chapter, and it is, what is God? The answer? Incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. The last seven words, mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love, are the seven synonymous terms that define God. Synonymous is intended to mean that they have similar characteristics, but yet they are all unique. In other words, they are in harmony, but yet they have unique characteristics that are different than each of the other six. Genesis chapter 1 provides 7 days, and they are numbered. The 7 days of creation, Genesis 1, chapter 1 through verse 3 of chapter 2, have been observed to be in a very specific and important sequence. They represent the development of thought. One can refer to that as creation or as revelation. The Bible indicates there's nothing new under the sun, and therefore we will refer to that as revelation. This prayer treatment will focus on the very first synonymous term for God, which is mind. Mary Baker Eddy founded the Metaphysical College, and it was the only institution ever licensed to be able to provide certification up through doctorate for the students. She conducted that college for many years, and the final year was 1898. Everyone attending that class had to be invited by Mary Baker Eddy. And as you can imagine, she selected her most advanced students. In fact, on the third day of the class, she gave them an assignment that before they came back the next morning, they needed to be prepared to report a complete healing and report it the next morning. Every single student completed that assignment in the ensuing hours. This class, she gave 7 special prayer treatments entitled Diapason of Heaven. Each one was a focus on one of the 7 synonymous terms. This prayer treatment will focus on the first one, which is mind. Therefore, the title to this prayer treatment is 1. Mind, Diapason of Heaven. This title that Mary Baker Eddy assigned to each of the 7 special prayers is very significant. The word diapason means compound concord. Therefore, it could be said that the 7 prayers are synonymous and yet unique. A recommended reference as the number 1 go-to source for a dictionary to be used as a companion with the study of Mary Baker Eddy's writings is a publication by Noah Webster, which he published in 1828, and fortunately it is still available as a reprint in several forms, including print, a large unabridged dictionary, software, and available online for single word lookups. Now, the online version is not the complete edition, but is very useful for a fast lookup. The only edition that is the complete, comprehensive, original reprint of Noah Webster's work of 1828 is the print edition, the large book. The substantial list of various resources Mary Baker Eddy used in her study for dictionary references will be provided on our website in the next few days. The foregoing has really been an introduction, which of course will apply to all of the prayer treatments, but the one today we're focusing on is mind, and we shall begin with the content of Mary Baker Eddy's prayer right now. Please note that she within each prayer indicates that it should be repeated often. If one reads our recommendations under the topic of effective healing, you will find that the Mary Baker Eddy Institute recommends something much more stringent than what Mary Baker Eddy states within the prayer. We shall begin with the original text of the first paragraph. The real Christian Scientist is constantly accentuating harmony in word and deed, mentally and orally, perpetually repeating this diapason of heaven. Quote, good is my God, and my God is good. Love is my God, and my God is love. That's also published in Miscellaneous Writings, page 206. The prayer continues, the next paragraph. We can declare often, divine mind is my mind, and my mind is God. God is my mind, and my mind is good. I have an intelligent mind, a good mind, a wise, perceptive, discerning mind, a clear mind, a joyous, happy mind. Mind is God, all acting, all wise, all loving, all knowing, all seeing. Divine mind is enthroned in my consciousness. Mortal mind and matter and personal sense are not enthroned. Ignorance and apathy and materiality are not enthroned in my consciousness. Good is my mind, and my mind is good. Mind is my God, and my mind is good. Divine mind is enthroned. This is the Word of God. We have to change the subjective thinking we have of these seven names from personal sense to spiritual sense and see ourselves and others as spiritual individualities, not personalities. This way is the only way. It is the way the Bible characters walked with God and ascended. That is the end of the original text of the prayer, Diapason of Heaven, by Mary Baker Eddy, with a focus on mind. What is suggested is that we now utilize some of the qualities that are available from mind to deepen our learning methods and to cultivate these qualities that are going to be suggested, and you can use any of them. There's 61 terms that are used by Mary Baker Eddy to define mind. So you can choose anything you like. But what is suggested is that you stick within the terms that are used for mind, as opposed to looking at ones that are for spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, or love. Although the atmosphere of love is certainly mandatory to utilize, no matter which one of the seven terms that we are going to study. But for right now, I shall read the 61 terms that Mary Baker Eddy used in the textbook to define mind. And that will give you an overview of what words may be attractive to you to use to expand the original prayer by Mary Baker Eddy. Here are the 61 terms. Action. All. Ability. Apprehend. All faculty. Author. Basis. Comprehend. Cause. Controls, creates, creative ability, desire, delivers, directs, discovers, dominion, expresses, emanates, first, and that's with a capital F, forces, forms, faculties, guides, govern, heals, image, idea, immortal, immortality, includes, influence, intelligence, intuition, knows, law, leads, light, mandate, manifests, makes, medicine, metaphysics, multiplies, might, origin, one, parent mind, and that's a capital M, perfect, power, presents, produces, perception, revelation, reveals, science, with a capital S, supreme, source, thought, wisdom, and will, W-I-L-L. The opposites that Mary Baker Eddy uses in the textbook to mind are the following. Accident, brain, belief, darkness, heredity, hypnotism, ignorance, illusion, limits, materia medica, and the materia is capitalized, matter, MMP, mesmerism, minds many, mortal, nerve. So there's a total of 16 opposites and 61 positives. It is suggested before you start replacing or supplementing anything that is in the original text that you understand the flow. In other words, is Mary Baker Eddy only using terms that represent the parent seven synonymous terms, or is she also using tributaries to that, which are, for example, the 61 terms that explain and define the parent synonymous term of mind? So let's take a look and see. In the first sentence, she says, "Good is my God." Now, her definition of good in the glossary is God, Spirit, omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence, and omniaction. Now, since it is the first word of the quote, we don't know whether that was intended to be for God or not. But when she says, "Good is my God," then we have to make the statement that good here means the good that she defines in the glossary, meaning it is a synonymous term for God. It's not one of the primary ones, but it is one that she uses equivalent with other ones that are the seven synonymous terms. In fact, in some languages, she capitalizes the word if that language is translated to mean God. One language, good, is how they spell God. Another one refers to mind as God. So, in the first paragraph, everything there except for the word good that she uses is a synonymous term. She's using love. Actually, in the first paragraph, that's all she uses is love and God. Okay, the second paragraph, she says, "Divine mind is my mind, and my mind is God." And in that case, every one of those three places, she uses mind. Even when she says my mind, it is capitalized. In fact, three places. Divine mind is my mind, and my mind is God. So all three places it's capitalized. The second sentence, she talks about God is my mind, and my mind is good. I have an intelligent mind, a good mind, a wise, perceptive, discerning mind, a clear mind, a joyous, happy mind. Okay? She is clearly using the terms in the list of 61. So we can do the same thing. For example, the first thing there is action. The action of God is my action. The ability of my God is my ability. God is my ability. My ability is from God. Apprehend. All faculty. All faculty is from God. God is every faculty. The faculty of God is my faculty. Comprehend. God is my comprehension. I comprehend because of the intelligence of God. Controls. God controls my every action. My every action is under the control of God. Therefore, it is spiritual action. Creates is another one. Creative ability. That's a good one. My creative ability is the creative ability of God. Desire. The only desire I can have is the desire that is from God. It is pure and spiritual, because God is pure and spiritual. You see how you can use these words? You can make this prayer just for mind to be as long as you want it, just by utilizing the terms that define mind. This can be very fun and very effective. When she says that she set aside time every hour for self-exam, we could just take one paragraph. What is it? Maybe 50 words. And we could focus on that. And the next hour, we could take another paragraph. We can make these paragraphs up ad hoc and just have your recorder ready so you can record it. We have all of those instructions under effective prayer. We have an enormous advantage over anyone that lived prior to the modern technology that we can enjoy. And we use it every day. We should use it every day. It's available, and it can make our learning 10 times more effective than just using one sense. We need to use all 5 senses: seeing, hearing, feeling, smelling, and taste. All 5. And we have to make sure we utilize the spiritual senses. They are defined in the Blue Book by Richard Oakes on page 222, which is quoting Mary Baker Eddy. We have them either on the home page or a link that goes to them, and they are in the menu under 5 senses, under topics. You need to know those, and you need to think of those whenever you see, hear, feel, smell, or taste. Never focus on material sense, because that will trick you. That will trick you. It will bring you to a dead end. It is not the reality. So we don't want to even consider it as being real. So one can go through this entire prayer and supplement every single paragraph or create new paragraphs. Just make sure you use the words that are defined as words to explain, interpret, define the one that you are working on. So if you're working on mind, use only the words from mind as your key words, and then you can use other words such as spiritual, that's from substance. You can use anything you want. Just make sure that it is a statement of truth. And it will not be difficult for you to get into the whole atmosphere of what truth is all about and how it applies to mind. And it applies to everything, to spirit, soul, principle, life, to itself truth, and the love. Now, what do I mean by itself truth? Well, let's take mind as an example, since mind is the topic of this particular MP3. Intelligence is one of the terms that's on the list. Another one on the list is desire. Do you want to be intelligent about your desires? That's how you can apply mind to mind. The intelligence of mind applies to the desire of mind. And this mind is my mind. I'm not going to entertain any thought about any desire that is less than 100% godlike. I cannot be emulating Christ Jesus, Mary Baker Eddy, and all these other great Christian Science practitioners that were able to have instantaneous healings. I don't want to get off track. And that's exactly what truth is. It is tracking to make sure we stay on track. And this is a self-examination. No one is watching you, coaching you. looking for a fault, it's up to you to be your own manager, your own discipline. And as you find that you get benefit from discipline to spiritual qualities, then you will want to do it. It's not like you are afraid of a policeman, afraid of breaking a law. You will want to abide by the law that controls everything. God's laws are the control of everything. Nothing is outside of the law that has any lasting life or any lasting benefit. No exceptions. This treatment will end with a few words that come extemporaneously to seal this treatment. John tells us that God is love. Love means nurturing everything which is a topic that is being discussed. We have a strong, insatiable, perseverant desire to follow the laws of God. We know there's a benefit in doing so because it's easy to see testimonies of others that have experienced that. And I will continue to pursue the truth, follow the tactics that enable me to learn more thoroughly and to implant permanently in consciousness the facts about God, and particularly as they apply to the synonymous term for mind, which is the topic of this prayer treatment. Mind is infinite, so there's no limit to its ability, and therefore there's no limit to my ability to reflect the ability of God for the benefit of all mankind, individually, collectively, and universally. Amen. It is April 24, Friday, 2026, at 16:18. The topic to this prayer treatment is 1. Mind, Diapason of Heaven Expanded. Thank you for listening. The end.